I'm Farai Chidea, and today marks the 40th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first steps on the moon.
The surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, this has got us wondering, who are the space travelers of the future? We thought we'd check in with a couple of them. Kate Rubins was just selected to join the 2009 astronaut candidate class in Houston, Texas, the next generation of astronauts. She is in Houston. And we've also got Tina Druskin. She's a high school sophomore who just got back from space camp in Huntsville, Alabama.
So
welcome
lucky.
I know.
Space camp. Gosh, doing what I want to do.
Now, let me start with you, Kate. You were selected as one of just 9 people in the 2009 astronaut class. So who is NASA looking for today, and what is it that you do?
Well, I think they're looking for a wide variety of experience. I don't think there's a particular type. Certainly they're looking for pilots, scientists, and engineers. But for me, for example, I'm a biomedical researcher coming into space exploration and space science.
And you know, Tina, you are hoping to be Kate and then hoping to go into space, I assume. What was, first of all, let's just be honest, what was the best moment of space camp, Tina?
I think it was doing the different simulators and, like, having fun doing that, but meeting all the new people, too.
So when you think about what lies ahead for you in your career as you get older, what would you like to do?
Well, I'd really like to be an astronaut going to space, but I don't have, like, one specific goal.
All right, Kate, advice. What would you tell Tina that she should do in order to prepare to try to be an astronaut?
Well, I think the important thing is, you know, obviously a lot of science and engineering and math, and that's pretty critical, but there's some other skills that are important, too. So, for example, foreign languages is starting to become increasingly important as we're working with our international collaborators on the space station. For me, it was really finding something that I was passionate about. You know, I've been a molecular biologist for the last 10 years, and finding something that you love and that you can really delve into and explore seems to be one of the very common themes among all of my fellow astronaut candidates.
Hey, Tina, Todd Zwillick here. I have to ask, simulators, what did you get to do? Did you get to do the weightless simulator? Did you go in a pool? Can you tell me what you got to do, please? I'm jealous.
Well, we did the 1/6 simulator, which is supposed to simulate what it'd be like to walk on the moon.
Right, 1/6 gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did the G-force simulator.
Centrifuge.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then we did, like, simulators where you're flying, like, the shuttle and other planes.
That's great.
Uh-oh, Todd. Next time, Todd is going to try to take your slot. I mean, I have to go back to you, Kate. Your dream was to go into space, and you decided to, you know, do something more practical as an infectious disease specialist. Now you have the shot to do this. Is the space program healthy enough for you to achieve your dream?
I think so. I think actually this is a really exciting time to be part of the space program. You know, a lot of things are up in the air, and with the end of the shuttle and the start of Constellation, it's one of those periods where things are in flux, and we're getting into a really exciting time in terms of the kinds of technologies that are being developed. So I'm thrilled to be getting in at the ground floor of Constellation and to be part of some of the exploration that's coming up. I think it's a great time.
All right, that's Kate Rubins, accepted to the 2009 astronaut candidate class, and Tina Druskin's 15-year-old high school sophomore who just got back from space camp. There's also been a lot of talk about the historic moments of the U.S. space program.